typically they're not good CEOs. Recently, Sue and I have been studying some together, and we started on the Psalms 107. If you want to turn in your Bibles, that's Psalms 107. Of several things that said there in Psalms 107 over and over again, and there's so much to be learned from this if we're not doing this. Psalms 107. Now, David, the chapter starts out by talking about the goodness of God, and then he gets to talking about the things that God has done for the children of Israel. But look at verse 8, Psalms 107 and 8. He says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Look on down to verse 15. Same thing. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." Same thing. Look on down to verse 21. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." Look on down to verse 31. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that? How much the Bible talks about that we should praise the Lord. Do you do that? You know, Sue noticed, and I noticed it too, Brother Lee Nessa's prayer, he talks about praising God's name. The other night he was going home, she said, "You notice Lee's prayer tonight?" He meets with us on Sunday night and Wednesday night. He said, "You notice what Lee said in his prayer tonight?" I said, "Yeah, I noticed that before." Talking about God's name and praising His wonderful name, His holy name, His reverent name, how He puts it. But have you ever thought about, in your mind, in your words, of talking about praising God? Now, we know in the Bible it talks a lot about, in Colossians and Philippians, about giving God thanks for thanksgiving. We talked about in Colossians about be you thankful, Colossians 3, giving thanks to God and Father by Him. And we know that we should be thankful, but do we ever just praise God? Now think about it just for a minute. I just want you to really dwell on that. There's been something I can say that I've been saying on lately, and it's been very helpful to us. Giving God credit, giving God praise, giving God glory. Over and over, David talks about it. Look at Psalms 113 in verse 1. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord." Let me read it to you again. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord." You God's servants? "Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore." Look at verse 3. "From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." All day long. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun, the Lord's name is to be praised. You know, you say, well, you know, Pastor, that's such a simple thing to do. And it is, isn't it? It's such a basic thing to do. Because what it does for you, it's a mindset. And you begin to realize that all these blessings are from God. They're not because of my goodness, or because of your goodness, or because of what I deserve. All these things you have, it's in God's hand. But this, I'm afraid sometimes that we can't see the forest for the trees. May I wrong? We have so much. When you have so much sometimes, it's easy to get unthankful. You take it for granted. It's always been there. It's always been there before. You've never missed a meal. You've never been in a place where you didn't have a bed to sleep on, clothes to wear. And we just say, we think it's always going to be there. Do we ever praise the Lord? In all your life, have you ever really praised the Lord? You say, well, we sing songs, praise His name. But David was just really emphasized this. When we think about that chapter there, what he says, and he talks about all these things that God has done, he says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Have you ever done that? And you think, something good's going on in somebody's life, and you say, oh, I just wish they could see that. Oh, I just wish they could see what they're doing in their life, how they're throwing it away. And that's like what David is saying here. Why can't you see this, people? Why can't you see that you should praise the Lord? Then what is the matter with it that you can't see that? All these things God has done and is doing for us, we would all that men would praise the Lord. It's almost like we're just kind of crying like maybe. For men to see what God has done, what God is doing. He says, in, I'm just going to read a few. Psalm 62 and 9, I will praise thee forever. I will praise thy name, O God, Psalm 64. I will praise the name of God, Psalm 69. I will praise thee, O Lord my God. I will praise thy name forever, Psalms 145. But then we'll come back in 107, chapter 107, in verse 43. The last verse in the chapter. Now after David said all these things about old men who praise the Lord, he says then, whoso is wise. How many of us might think we're wise? Well, some things I'm wise about. You may say, well, I make some mistakes, but by and large, we feel like it. We're pretty learned, don't we? Don't we? You know, we don't say we're smart. We're not trying to brag or boast or anything like that. But by and large, you feel like that you can see things in this life that you need to avoid or things you need to do. And you try to make wise decisions. You feel like you've got good, what we say, good horse sense. So David says, whoso is wise, if you have this good common sense, look what else he says in the same verse, and will observe these things. Now there comes a problem right here. We may be wise. We may know a lot of things about, you know, making money, baking a cake, building a house, driving the car, operating the computer. All these things we may be wise about. But are we wise and are able to see God's blessing? He says, will you observe these things? Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful verse. The loving kindness of the Lord. If you're wise, number one, if you will observe these things, number two, you can understand God's loving kindness. Now let's talk tonight about, first of all, whoso is wise. Is my life, if I'm wise, my life will be pleasing to God. Don't you agree? Don't you agree with that? If you're wise, if a person is wise, their life will be pleasing to God. God will be pleased with their life. You know, Paul told Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so, we must study to be able to rightly divide. Also, it says in 2 Timothy 3 and 15, talking about the Bible, 2 Timothy 3 and 15, and that from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures. How many of you have known that? I have. I don't know life without God. I don't know life without the church. From a child, just like Timothy, Paul said about Timothy, I have known about God. I have been told about God. I've been told about Jesus Christ. I've been told about His love. It's been hammered into my head. Thank God. It had evidently been Timothy, too. From a child, that's known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And so when we know about Him, we should be wise, as David said years ago, because we know about Him, and should be wise enough to have salvation, to be saved. You know, I've told you this story, but years ago, I was coming home from Mother and Daddy's house one night, and you know, this time where I get in the car, I get lost in my thoughts. And I'm thinking, you know, to myself, I said, really, if you go to hell, it's going to be nobody's fault but yours. You can't blame anybody. I don't know why that thought was in my mind. I just kept thinking sometimes, you know, what a wonderful opportunity God has given me. And I dare say you are just like me. And if I'm going to be wise, and if you're going to be wise, I'm going to learn these things about salvation and be ready when judgment day comes. I'm not going to deserve to go to heaven. You're none of us are. But I can be saved someday, and you can be too. But things we have got to observe the things of God. We've got to get our mind on heavenly things and not so much on worldly things. All that men to praise the Lord, whosoever is wise. 1 Corinthians 4:10 says, you are wise in Christ. In Romans 1, in verse 18, Paul is talking about here, about what God has done, and about how your belief in Him should be strong. Look at Romans 1 and 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. We see that. Look what it says. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power. Now, friends, you can look out here and see God in everything. Everything. You see God in a baby. You see God in a small child. You see God in animals. You see God in the harvest. You see God in the seasons. You see God in the sun, in the moon, in stars. You see God in so many things in this life. And He says they are clearly seen. This just didn't happen. This is God's doings. Absolutely God's doings. You say, yes, I believe that my faith is very strong because of it. And it should be. He said, these things are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He says, you see what's out here. You don't have any excuse not to believe in God. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, which means their reasoning, and their foolish heart was darkened. That's sad. The things that can happen to you or me today if we don't give God credit, and remember God gives all these things, you'll become unthankful. And He says your foolish heart will be darkened. You won't give God praise. You don't give God praise. You're wise. You're wise. You'll give God praise. You'll praise His name. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. Now exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble minded, support the weak, be patient unto all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. that? You know, I heard somebody the other day, I was playing golf with, talking about prayer, talking about things they pray for. Well, I pray to God about little things. I do too. You do too, don't you? I heard a man say one time, I really heard a man say one time, I pray for God for a parking place. What's wrong with that? I'm not going to be critical of that. You? Doesn't he say, in everything you give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. You know what that means? Try it. Prove it. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Praising God. Talking about being wise, and that's exactly what he's talking about here. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 11. And that you stay to be quiet. You know who I think about? Sam Hester. When he passed away and he got killed in that tragic car accident, I spoke at his funeral. And when I was asked it, I thought about this verse right here. Sam was a quiet man. Remember that? The Bible says you study to be quiet. And to do your own business, to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing. Who's wise? Who's wise? And then he says, back in Psalms 113, observe these things. Now what we just read here in Romans 1:18, about all these things that God has made, all these things that God has done, please observe them. Now when it rains, when it's dry, it rains, you know, we say, thank you, Lord. We had a long, hot summer. You may be glad to see the fall come. But be sure you thank God. Observe what He does. Kids are amazing to me because they're little antennas of fall time. Yeah. They are. They were observing things and watching things that you and I don't even hardly think about. Derek comes over out of the house and if you move something around, where'd you get that? Where'd you move that from? He knows where it's been, this sort of thing. And I don't observe it. But we need to be observant. Observe what God has done. Be very conscious of what God has done, what God is doing. Have our antennas up, okay? If you ever sit down at a meal and just really, really thought, what a blessing. What a blessing. Look at that. There's peas and cornbread and meat and potatoes and tea to drink or coffee to drink. Dessert. What would people give in some places in the world to have this kind of thing? I remember a brother, I don't remember his name, years ago, the doctor of these three. And I may be wrong about this. You may have heard a story there from Atlanta. They adopted, I think, the three Korean children. And one of the children was very small, and two was older. I can't call the kid's name, but anyway, they moved away. But they talked about those children. And said, they sit down to eat. And said, the first older two were not touching their food, even though it's on their plate. So they knew the little one had enough. They sit there and watch the little one eat. So they knew. And then they start eating and says, you have to take food off the table. They get sick every time. We can't imagine that, can we? Because they've been in places where they didn't have enough food. So when they had it, they would eat and eat and eat and eat. We must be keenly aware of God's blessings. And I mean keenly aware. So they're talking about observe these things. Colossians chapter 3, and I had a little bit while ago, verse 15. 3:17. These three verses, this is my opinion, nobody's ever told me this. I never heard anybody say this. But if you'll follow these three verses, I believe you're going to be saved. He's going to tell you just the heart of the Christian life. Colossians 3:15-17. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, what they declare to you wise, teaching and admonishing one another, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's what else he says. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And things that covers everything, don't it? Word or deed, whatever you do, and he goes back to giving thanks. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Observe these things. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. You know, sometimes I'm kind of hyper. I just need to just be still. Sometimes when I hunt, I can be real still and real thankful and real thoughtful. As I'm out there in the woods and all these sounds are going on around me, I'm real observant of my blessings. Be still and know that I am God, David said. Giving God glory, giving God praise, giving God praise. The sun, the rain, the rich soil. The rich soil. You know, we take the Lord's Supper the first day of the week. Do we take of it properly? What goes on when you take that? You read over there 1 Corinthians 11 what he says? That some of them are weak and sickly, and some of them sleep. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I receive the Lord Jesus, that which I delivered unto you, the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You do that? Let's read the rest of this. At the same time also he took the cup when he had cup saying, this cup is in the testament in my blood. This do ye in remembrance of me. This do ye as often you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And let a man examine himself and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. My friends, today if you ate and you drank, you had the Lord's body in your mouth, on your tongue, his blood
What
this cause? What cause? You're not taking over the word now. Many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Why? You got your mind on other things. Observe these things. And then, back to Psalms 113, I mean 107 and verse 43. He says, they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Do you understand that? If you don't observe it, if you're not wise, you're not going to understand it. But David says we can understand God's loving kindness. But you've got to be wise. You've got to be observant. What's the thing that we really understand? The forgiveness of our sins. And friends, you need to fully accept that. Because that's fully the way it is. Absolutely. Don't think there's any sin too big for God to forgive. You may say, well, I'm too much for somebody. That's not true. That is not true. You can be forgiven of your sins. Now, you can't keep living in sin. You can't go back to it. You can't go back to it. You've got to forsake your sin. You can get forgiveness of your sin. God has sent Jesus Christ down here to die for you and me to wash away your sin. You can understand God's loving kindness. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of change. What does that mean? If I say something is variable, what I mean by that? We say, well, some people are that way. You know, some people are needed, we say. Sometimes they're offended, sometimes they're not. They're variable, aren't they? Sometimes they're variable. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't work. I used to have in my car the dash sometimes squeaked, sometimes it wouldn't squeak. So I'd hit it with my fist. Stop and squeak it. One day Dick said, Papa, why'd you hit that with your fist? Didn't know what I was doing. But it was bearable. It didn't always squeak. And I hit it and it stopped squeaking. Sometimes they're like that. God is not that way. God is not that way. No matter what you think, He's not that way. He said, well, he don't do like I want him to do all the time. No, he's not. You want him to be like your granddaddy, don't you? It's not that way. God always does what's best for you. Always does what's best. Sometimes it's not what you want, but it's what's best. There's no devilness, neither shadow of turning, not even a chance of him turning away from you. Not even a chance at it. He never turns away from you or me. Whenever we separate, whenever there's a separation there, it's because we leave Him. You understand? You wise? You observe these things? You say, well, sure, I understand. I understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Look at what Psalm 58 says in 19. Listen to this. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. You ever had a truckload or something? You ever seen somebody got a truckload and it's sitting down like this in the back? And that's what think about when you read this verse. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads you with benefits. He loaded me today. Hey, I got a good bed to sleep on. Good food to eat, good clothes to wear, good vehicle to drive in, good paved roads to ride on. If I'm sick, I got medicine I can go buy. I got it home. Hospitals, doctors. What else did I ask for? You ever wonder this? If this first thing's been 100 years, what are people going to do to have it better than me and you? Tell me. What are they going to have? They have it better than you. But you know, here we are. Here we are. We're not thankful enough, are we? Because why? We're not wise, and because we don't observe these things. And we whine and complain. You know what children of Israel did? Oh, yeah, what do you call them? Murmurers. Murmurers. Oh, they did. They murmured. Psalms 103 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Brothers, sisters, friends, never forget God's benefits. Never. Now, I gave this lesson tonight for a reason. I believe it can be life-changing. I do. I believe it can change things in your life. If you're weak, it can make you stronger. If you're strong, it can make you even stronger. But what did David say? All that men would praise the Lord. Over and over in 107, chapter 107 of Psalms, he says, all that men would praise the Lord and talk about the benefits from God. And just like he just could not understand why people couldn't see that. Now, if David, what does he live right now? Me and you. And walk into this building, you know, and look around, and he sits down
on his benches. You ain't got to sit down like that. You see this light? See the heat? See the air conditioning? See what we got up here?
So what would somebody write about me and you? Those people back in Randolph County, those people back in Lee County, where are you from? Why didn't they praise the Lord? Why aren't they wise enough to observe these things and understand God's loving kindness? Psalms 107 and 43. Put it in your bank, in your memory bank. Read 107. Read those things he says. And read Psalms 113, verses 1 through 3. And a lot of the Psalms are said about praising God. And praise God. Praise His holy name. Think about it. Talk about it. Talk to your children about it, your grandchildren about it, about praising God, giving God credit, give God glory, give God praise. And let me say this, and I'm fixing to close. Never use his name in vain. Oh, be careful that wonderful, that beautiful and holy name. Never use it in any way but rest and awe and glory. Be so careful what you say. Study the big cross. I pray that the lesson tonight has been beneficial to you. And I do hope and pray that you will be more conscious of God's blessings, be wise, and you will praise His name more than you are now. Be thankful. Someday, when the whole world is over, we can all be together with Him forever. We can praise His name through endless days. Praising that wonderful name of our God. May God have the glory. May God have the praise forevermore. Amen. Amen. If we stand tonight and sing a song of invitation, it's the time that you can come tonight. If you want to be baptized, you believe on Jesus Christ, and willing to confess your belief publicly by saying, I believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, come tonight to be baptized. Repent of your sins. You can be baptized tonight. If you are a member of the church, you want to come out and make a confession tonight, ask for prayer, forgiveness, you can do that too, as we stand and as we sing.